passengers in the southeast already say that they get the worst value for money anywhere in the country. And from the 2nd of January, fares are going up by 3.6%, the highest rise in 5 years. And the average season ticket into London has gone up by twice as much as last year. And this is at a time where a lot of people are struggling with stagnant wages, housing costs are going up, and it's really going to put a strain on a lot of people's pockets and a lot of people's budgets and really constrain people's choices. I think it's absolutely wrong that the government has decided to raise fares again. And this is at a time where motorists have been given a freeze in fuel duty every year for the past 8 years. If it's good enough for drivers, I think it should be good enough to rail passengers. Government should be doing all they can to encourage people to take greener forms of transport, including train travel. And it's just not fair that the millions of people who commute by train are having yet another fares rise. We're already getting emails from people who are really angry and are asking how they can get involved in the campaign for fairer fares. And I think for some people, it will just price them out of the railway. I don't want to live in a country where rail travel is just for rich people. But when you look at the statistics on rail travel, the number of season ticket journeys is falling, and rail is falling out of reach for many, many people. That's going to have an effect, not just on passengers, but on all of us. We're going to might see more congested roads, more traffic jams, and more air pollution as a result of that. The most expensive fare out of Kent is from Ashford International. The 2018 season ticket price is now £5,379. That's an increase of £187 from 2017. Passengers coming in from Maidstone are looking at a rise of £155. Their season ticket has now gone up to £4,451. People coming in from Tunbridge Wells have got a rise of £161 up to £4,645. So really substantial increases here. And the people who are going to be hardest hit by these are the millions of people who commute part-time. Some people who work part-time, some people who maybe work from home 1 or 2 days a week. And at the moment, those people have a choice between either buying a full-time season ticket that they just don't use 1 or 2 days a week, or getting full price tickets on the days they travel. They have to pay more for every journey, and that's just not fair, especially as most part-time workers are women. So there's a real structural sexism to the fare system as it is, and we're calling on the government to keep their promise to introduce a flexible season ticket, so the more and more people who are choosing to work flexibly have an option that works for them. And we're going to continue to lobby government to hold down rail fares, because it's government that sets regulated fares, that sets the season ticket prices and the peak time season ticket prices. And I think it's only right that they should think about the big issues here, not just about how this affects rail passengers, but how this affects our towns and our cities. I remember speaking to a woman who works for King's College Hospital, and she says they're really struggling to recruit and retain nurses now because nurses can't afford to live in London with house prices, and now many of them can't afford to move out of London and commute into London. So if we want a fair city where we have teachers, where we have nurses, where we have public service workers, it's so important that people are able to pay those costs of living. The fare increases in Britain grow up by RPI, the measure of inflation that the government uses, and we're calling for the government to change that to the Consumer Price Index, CPI, which is the measure of inflation used for pretty much everything else, and just making that simple change for RPI, widely recognised as an unreliable measure of inflation, to CPI would save commuters a lot of money. So in July 2017, RPI was 3.6%. That's how much our rail fares are going up. And the last time they rose higher than this was in 2013, when they went up by 4.2%. So it's really time that the government got with the times and recognised modern working practices, introduced flexible fares for part-time commuters, and changed the measure of inflation they use from RPI to CPI.